Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the SweatNet Strong Women podcast, where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I'm your host, Steele, and today I have Daisha Lucas. She is the director and ambassador of Strong Camp for Strong Fitness magazine. She is an aircraft engine mechanic, and her passion and what she loves to do is help women find their strength and confidence in fitness. Welcome to the show, Daisha.
Hi, Steele. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. So tell us about Strong Camp. What is Strong Camp?
Strong Camp is a 2-day women's health and wellness event designed to push our limits mentally and physically, meet like-minded women with positive energy and real-world struggles just like you. It's designed to help you get out of your comfort zone, experience kick-ass workouts, and learn from leading ladies in the fitness world.
I love it.
Let's see what else you want to know. I could tell you all about it all day long.
Well, we're going to dive into that a little bit more because I know that you started out as a participant and then you became an ambassador and then a director. So right. How did all of this start for you? So where did you start with getting involved with Strong Camp?
All right. So in 2015, I attended my first Strong Camp. It was out in Norwood, Mass. And oh boy, I loved it because it was a camp for everyone. Although there's a lot of fitness competitors that go to these camps, everybody still has fun and they work out at their own level. So you're not really, you may see some of these competitors and you get like inspired by them, but you're not in a competition with them. You know what I mean? So it makes it a little bit different when you go there and you're just there to work out, like somebody like me. I just want to go and I want to get the workouts and I want to like flip tires and I want to like, although I hate running, if I'm going to go to an event like this, I'm going to run because that's what you do, you know? And, you know, to be there surrounded by all these women with all different levels, I guess, all their body styles are different, their body types, their work ethic, their workout, everything is different for everyone. So you're just there like working out at your level and doing your personal best. So for me, you know, I went there and I was like, oh, wow, this is great. Like I can get out of my comfort zone. I can do what I can do. I had just come out of 2 back-to-back shoulder surgeries at that Strong Camp in 2015. So the camp itself was a little bit difficult for me, you know what I mean? And I didn't let it get me down. I just did what I could do. I made my modifications and I was on my way. That was the camp that I threw up at. Paul likes to talk about that camp all the time because I'm the only one that's ever thrown up at a Strong Camp. And that's what happens when you push your limits. You know, you get out of that comfort zone and you blow chunks all over the loading dock. I don't know.
And I believe there's evidence of that on Instagram.
There is. There's a great photo of it on Instagram. but that's what got me hooked on Strong Camp. So at that camp, you know, I had talked to Paul and that was my first time like actually interacting with him. And he was like, well, why don't you host a camp? And I'm like, well, I didn't know I could. How do I do that? You know? So he's like, well, you know, put me in contact with the hows and whys and who's. And I filled all my squares and I hosted my first camp in 2018.
That's awesome.
Since then, my first camp, I had 24 people. My second camp in 2019 had 46 people. And because of my passion for the camp, I was later asked to become the director. And I gladly accepted the position because Strong Camp is my thing.
That's an incredible journey. So how many Strong Camps have you personally attended?
13.
That's so cool. and we have to fill everybody in real quick. We're talking about Paul Bisetta. So he is the owner of Strong Fitness Magazine and he's also the photographer. So if you ever have the opportunity, you know, go to his Instagram, you'll see all his amazing photos, all the photos that I'm posting from Be Amazing are all him.
That's all his work. Yep.
Yeah. His work
is amazing. And he's got that really humble personality that like when you shoot with him, he's real and he's sincere and he's just going to show you what to do. And he's not going to, you know, be weird on you, or he's not gonna like make you feel uncomfortable. He's just gonna shoot you in your natural habitat and then you might say, you know, oh, do something a little crazy, make this face or make that face, you know, and that's where you get some of the best shots or the candids. So I love looking at his work. I love looking at all the ladies that post pictures that they have had done with him. And I've shot with him 3 times and I love it.
Well, he makes every woman feel beautiful, and he's coming to Charlotte. So you guys, he's coming to Charlotte. I'm going to tell you right now.
October, if you can book him, don't miss out.
Yeah. Don't miss out on that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So with Strong Camp is kind of going back to this. Do I have to, like, I think one of the questions, and this is one question I had at first, is like, do I have to actually train for Strong Camp before I get there?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it would be wise to get yourself, you know, a little bit of work and motivation in between so that you can keep up with the workouts, but you don't have to be quote unquote in shape to attend, because these workouts are all about you. It's your level, it's your workout, you're putting in your 100%, no matter what the guy next to you is doing. Girl next to you, my mistake. I always say the guy because I work with a bunch of guys. So, but I mean, it's truly like your personal best. It's you doing the best that you can do. And the best way to approach it is to sign up, take the chance, be inspired by the people that have been before, and get yourself psyched up and go. I mean, some people, they'll train, they'll prepare, because a lot of these girls, they go to Strong Camp and guess what? They got a photo shoot with Paul that weekend. So some of these people, they do train, but for other purposes, not just for the camp. They're training, you know, to have their photos done, or, you know, to maybe they're doing a competition down the road or whatever. But like, these are all like your level. You manipulate them into what you can do. It's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do. Like I said, when I had my shoulder surgeries back in 2014, I was laid up for 7 months. And when I went to that camp, there were things that I physically could not do, you know, a pull-up. I couldn't do dips when we were doing the dips on the boxes, you know, because my shoulders just wouldn't go in that backward position. But I did what I could, and I pushed my limits, and I threw up, and it was awesome.
And I love the focus on doing what you can versus what you can't, because I feel like that's something that we all struggle with. We can get so wrapped up in that, like, but I can't do this yet, so I'm not going to go, or I'm going to wait till I'm ready.
If you wait till you're ready, you'll never ever do it. I can guarantee you that. Because once you get ready, you get that little taste, and then you're like, oh, well, I can be more ready. You know, and you can't wait for that. You just got to sign up, make the leap, and get there. It's like waking up in the morning and saying, I don't want to go to the gym. Well, getting out of bed and going to the gym is half the battle. Once you're at the gym, you're fine. And some of your best workouts come from those moments where you're like, oh, I can't do this. And then you get there and you're crushing your workout.
That's so on point. Because again, it's just all about what you can. So for anyone that is interested in a Strong Camp, where are they hosted?
Like physically?
Yeah, or so physically, where, like, around the world? Yeah, are they all in the Southeast, or do you have, because you have ambassadors, so, and they're the ones that host the camp, so where are they all hosted? Right.
So the ambassadors are across the United States and Canada. So there's been Strong Camps in a lot of different places in the United States. The Northeast, we've got New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Washington, Georgia, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Colorado, Minnesota, did I say California, Washington, Pennsylvania. I mean, they've kind of been everywhere. Now we have Alabama just joined in, you know. They've also been held in Ontario, Vancouver, North Carolina, where you are. We've had Strong Camp there. Punta Cana, like, who doesn't want to go to the Caribbean for a Strong Camp? Are you kidding me? I missed that one. That was in 2015. And then the other two conveniently fell on my military weekend. So,
that has to be a must. Like, I'm already like excited about the one that's going to be in Florida, because that's, I mean, it's going to be near the water. So I don't want to miss that myself. I can't wait.
Yeah. So they're hosted all over the place. Now we just brought on the Strong Fitness Magazine Australia. Have you seen that?
No,
so
I have not seen that.
I'm hoping to hook Australia in one of these days. Can you imagine going to like a week-long Strong Camp in Australia? With that the koala would
be,
bears?
No, that would
the
be
the kangaroos? Because,
oh, no. In all seriousness, like Australia is one of those things on my list of places I want to go. So I think that would have to be like, yeah, that would have to go. I would love to go
trip?
And actually do that.
I'm in.
Yeah, it'd be great. Like workout is all part of like what I enjoy doing. So that would be like a perfect match. Mm-hmm. So where can we find more information on Strong Camp or direct people for, you know, upcoming Strong Camps that they can participate in?
Well, if you're interested in perusing through the magazine, you can find the magazine in a Barnes & Noble, or you can go to strongcamp.com, strongfitnessmagazine.com. You can follow them on Instagram. We have strong.camp, and then we have Strong Fitness Workouts as well, where the girls, the ambassadors are out there posting workouts daily. So you can do, especially now with this whole coronavirus, like you can go on and do virtual workout with the ambassadors
every
day.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, it's been awesome to watch, like, just all of them putting out their workouts and just the encouragement and inspiration that comes through what they're doing. It's great. Okay, so moving on to the fun question that we have. What is one thing for you personally that when you're training or working out, what is there a song? Is there something you wear? Like, what is something that puts you in your personal training zone?
I have a song, yeah, a theme, a montage. It's the theme from Rocky IV. the song Hearts on Fire by John Cafferty is on like every one of my workout playlists. Like I don't just have one, I have about 12 different playlists that I go by, but that particular song is on every one of them. And you know, I get in my zone when I actually hear the song and I can see the movie playing in my head. You know, when he's in Russia and he's got everybody hating on him and he's still trying to get his workouts done and he's run up the mountain in the snow, you know, and he's got like all the guys in the cart and he's pushing the cart around with all the people in it and the jump rope scene where he's just doing the double unders like crazy. I'm like, oh my God, I just want to sit there and watch him do it. You know, I wish I was there live watching him do this and training with him or something. It just gets me going. It gets me all fired up. I love it.
I know, as soon as you say that, I'm like, I can already see it because we used to watch that movie with my dad and it was always Rocky IV. Like it was always the training. Like it was that scene and we loved
it. Isn't that the only Rocky? No.
True statement. Yeah. So I absolutely, like, I'm right there with you on that particular one, because I feel like, yeah, that's like, to me, that's like motivation. I mean, I feel like Rocky when I put on my hoodie and I put my, you know, my hoodies on, my beats are on, like I'm ready to go. Like that's my zone.
Running the stairs in Philly.
Right. So it's exactly. So we're on the same wavelength with that. I love that. So bringing this to a close, we've talked about Strong Camp and you know, what it is and how you've been involved in all of that. I also wanted to give you an opportunity to share with the listeners anything on your heart that you feel inspired to share with us.
Going back to the, you know, if you wait until you're ready thing, I think sticks out in my mind. Like, don't wait until the opportunity where you think I need to be in the best shape of my life to go to this. Because if you wait for that, you're always going to want something more from yourself. You're going to expect more out of your body. You're going to expect more from yourself. And you're not going to enjoy it as much. Like, if you have the opportunity to go to a strong camp in your area, I like to go to strong camps that are not in my area, because you get like that worldly experience with all the other ladies, you know. Last year I went and I roomed with a bunch of girls from Alabama and we went to the Florida camp and we met like via Facebook message, like, hey, you guys want to all rent a house and sleep together? Okay, cool. You know, but we rented an Airbnb. There were five of them. We had the most amazing week. We stayed 5 days there, you know, and it was just like, we made an adventure out of it and we had so much fun and we made these connections that like are never going to go away. And that's what Strong Camp's about, making those connections and pushing yourself out of that comfort zone that you think you live in. You know, nothing happens in your comfort zone. Everything happens on the outside.
You'll encourage, like, you, because you did this yourself. You went to a strong camp by yourself, your first one.
My first one, yep. I went all by myself. And I saw like a couple of other girls there that I knew from Kathy Savage camp, you know, but it wasn't like hey, do you guys want to go to strong camp? No, it wasn't like that. I randomly met a girl online through the strong camp connection, you know, on Facebook. And I was like, hey, I'm looking for roommates. Does anybody want to roommate with me? And I ended up with three random chicks. And that was my first strong camp. Now, the Kathy Savage camp, just before that, I went completely by myself, even myself by myself in my own hotel room. And I was so embarrassed because everybody else was like, oh, my friends from competition and all my roommates and this and that. And here I was like, I'm all alone, you know? And it was like, I don't want to say it was the worst feeling, but it was a growing moment for me where I got out of that comfort zone and I started talking to the chicks that were there. And I met, you know, Angela Gargano and Stacey Vinegro and all those people. And it was like, okay. And they were the ones that said, hey, this strong camp thing's coming up. And I was like, oh yes, let me go, you know? So yeah, it was an amazing experience all around. The people that you connect with that you really didn't think that you'd ever even, you know, be connected with. Like, I'm not, me personally, I'm not one of those fitness competition girls because I'm not competitive like that. You know, that's not my nature. I'm not into the glam and the beauty. I'm kind of into the mud runs. And when I get to a place like that, you feel intimidated because you know that these are all competitors. Well, you can't feel like that because you know what? They're just people like you and they have fears too.
Yeah, I really love this part of the conversation because I think it's a real thing. And I think that sometimes we hold back from doing things out of fear. And going by yourself to do anything is not easy. So I think just the encouragement, like, you know, you encouraging other people and women in particular, like, hey, take that step and just do it. And I feel like, right, you know, Strong Camp is a great place to like step out because there's women from all over. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And you would be surprised what people have going on in their lives that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess we take for granted some things in life. And you never know what somebody else has lingering on their shoulders. You know, some of the girls that you meet at these camps, they have like real, real bad things happening in their lives, you know, and they go to these camps to like meet a new crowd, I guess, you know, and maybe like find other women that may have the same struggles as them. You know, what if you've been in a car accident and you lost half your leg, you know, then what? You're going to go to strong camp and you're going to do what you can do with your half a fake leg. And you're going to meet all of these new people that are going to carry you right through. You know, I just can't describe it in a 15 minute talk. You just can't do it. You got to just go.
Well, I just thank you for coming on and talking about it because I know that those of us that, you know, I told you earlier, like I had seen a magazine and I have seen strong camp and for years and had kind of a misconception of what it was. And after talking with you and hearing about it, and it's like, it's for everyone. It's for every woman, it's for mm-hmm. every woman. And yep. it's a place we can all come together. And I that's my heart. That's what I do with Be Amazing. And that's why we've aligned with Strong Fitness Magazine and Strong Camp and for the Be Amazing weekend. So I'm so glad that you were able to come on and share about that. And so thank you everyone for being on. Thank you for joining us and tuning into the SweatNet Strong Women podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to like it, share it with your friends. You can find more information about SweatNet on www.sweatnet.com or our Instagram at SweatNetCLT. You can follow me personally on Instagram at ItSealSmart. I will be hosting the Be Amazing Weekend sponsored by Strong Fitness Magazine here in Charlotte on October 16th and 17th. To learn more about this All Women Weekend event and how you can participate, visit beamazingweekend.com. Y'all, stay tuned next week for our next episode of the SweatNet Strong Women podcast.